was, it sort of had a real fit for me around Michael's intention about how he hoped that things would start to grow and start to develop. And of course, you know, that's hopefully just the beginning. It's not an end of something, it's something that can continue to develop. And,
Yeah, I was just thinking, going back into the history of where those notes that you're talking about got started. I remember a 5-day intensive in Adelaide that Michael held in September. I can't remember what year it was 2007 or 2006, on working with the effects of violence and abuse. Did those notes that we referred to come from that particular training?
Yep, well, I attended that training, and Michael was very generous in acknowledging me in that. But yeah, a lot of those notes came from that, and also from conversations that we had together.
And so we, Maggie and Rob and I, took those notes and studied them again, and talked about Rob's current work and Maggie's and my current work, and looked at which aspects of those notes we wanted to extend on or thought would be interesting to share in teaching. And that became a real focus of our work together in the first year of this centre, didn't it?
Also, there was we were lucky enough to have a number of clients who were happy for us to all work together, you know, with them around these things and issues, and to help us, you know, put it together in a way.
Could you say a bit more about that, Rob? That's interesting.
Well, like with my work, I've done a lot of it on my, you know, seeing clients on my own or seeing clients and their partners, but you and Maggie sat in on a number of sessions and reflected on the conversations, but also on the themes, and also were involved in the therapeutic work. And I think that helped me to throw an even clearer narrative light on the work that I was doing.
And I think it is important that, you know, that it's to recognise the time that it takes to do that sort of collaboration, and to have that time to work together and to put into fleshing out, I guess, some of those notes that Michael had left, you know, had come from those workshops. Because I think, you know, that I think he was pretty clear that those were notes that needed more locating in actual practice, and conversation to really get do them justice. That just as notes, you know, that need more than that, and that's what he had earmarked time to do with you, Rob, particularly.
And that's what I enjoyed about the initiative that we took up, was that we weren't just reproducing those notes. We were studying those notes, trying to pull some relevant themes and then making it come to life through our own work and bringing that into teaching. And I remember the first workshop we did, was it 3 or 2 days?
I remember.
Two.
But it was quite exciting at the end of it, because a couple of people who were in Adelaide very involved in the field of working with men came up at the end and were enthused and excited by the ideas that we were sharing. So there was a sense of something for me, and I think for all of us, of something really big on the move, that was just building on what you're saying, Maggie, that we weren't just taking something that we'd seen written and reproducing that. We were trying to, we were challenging ourselves and drawing on experience of people's lives to take that further and to invite workers to take that further.
And in an ongoing sense now, like, that the counselling work still continues, you know, which is what how Michael saw the centre, that counselling would be, you know, very central to that. But also the training is still continuing, except it's now incorporated into, you know, the broader training as part of the certificate course.